All right, it is that time of year. We talked about the Christmas work party and sort of the legal things that are involved in that for your employers, and they want to make sure you don't drink too much and wreak havoc on the way home or hurt yourself and then sue them. But what about all those other anxiety issues related to the holidays? That's spending time with your family. For some reason, that really gives people a lot of problems because there are issues behind that. So how do you deal with that? How do you make sure that you're going to have a nice holiday with all the extended members of your family? It may seem like too much to ask, but Candace Plotter is here to help us out with that, a therapist in private practice who joins us now. Thanks, Candace.
Thank you, Simi.
Do you really see a lot of people at this time of year freaking out?
Yes.
And I don't mean to diminish it because I know people who have this problem at this time of year. What happens?
Well, I think people's expectations are really hyped up at this time of year, and, you know, it's a media thing more than anything else. And
oh, we love stuff like this.
Uh-huh, yeah. And so, you know, we're all looking at how our families are supposed to be so warm and cuddly all the time, and especially at this time of year. And people who don't have families like that often feel ashamed of that, don't talk about it, and so they don't know that they're not the only ones who feel this way.
Right, and so it's also, you know, any issues that you might have had that you never dealt with before, it seems to come up at this time of year, doesn't
it? Definitely. You know, when we're adults and we go back to being with our families, suddenly somehow we become six, you know?
Yeah.
And all of these, all the childhood issues just come up. There they are.
And I know that people say that, oh, I'm just not going to deal with that this year, but somehow our triggers get pulled or pushed and or buttons and we react.
Yeah, I think as human beings, you know, we can be kind of messy, and emotionally we can be messy, and those feelings are in there and they just come up and spew out when we don't deal with them, which is a really good reason to deal with them.
You're right. And so what happens is, I guess, that we're sitting around and we're watching these TV shows of these perfect Christmas families and these advertisements, and they get to us, don't they?
They do get to us, yes. And everything is resolved within either a two-minute ad or a 30-minute sitcom, you know. And it's just not how it is for so many people.
There are no sad Christmas movies, Candace. They're all happy Christmas movies, right?
That's right.
That makes it even worse, doesn't it?
And Mom and Dad are on the way in their car to come and bring you all the gifts.
Yeah, that's and there is a Santa.
Yeah, and definitely a Santa.
Of course there is. Yes, Virginia, of course there is. And
but only if we're very, very good, right?
And the family always shows up at the end. I know my son's sitting at home right now watching Home Alone, so yes.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens.
Yes.
So give us some idea. How do we approach this if we don't want to have that happen to us? What do we do?
Well, I think the most important thing that we can do is understand that this time of year, we're going to be given so many messages that, you know, kind of aren't accurate. And so we need to understand what it is that we're buying into. Instead of looking at, you know, what it is we're buying, if for everybody, what are we buying into in terms of the season? What's the season really about for you?
Right. I think for a lot of people, it's don't let yourself feel guilted into doing stuff.
Right. That's exactly right. And to lower your expectations, and especially if you're a perfectionist, that's a really hard one, because in order to get rid of anxieties, a lot of people try to make everything perfect.
Yeah.
They want to get everything to go exactly the way it's supposed to go, and that just never happens. So if we can lower the anxiety, it's like, you know, lowering the anxiety by lowering the expectations. And the example I was going to use is that if we can't find Tickle Me Elmo or whatever the toy is this year that's, you know.
I think it's Zuzu Pets, but yeah, go ahead.
Whatever, Chia Pets maybe, whatever they are. If the store has run out, what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, maybe one thing that happens is that your child is going to feel really disappointed. This could be a really good lesson for you to help them learn how to deal with disappointment.
But doesn't this start earlier than Christmas? I mean, I like to be up front with my kids when they put a whole lot of stuff on their list, and I like to point out, well, okay, I'm going to tell you right now, this one might be hard, and this one might not happen,
mm-hmm.
But we, like, don't you have to paint a picture of reality in some, no, I'm not saying be brutally honest, but in some regards, and say, you know what, you might not get everything on the list.
Well, you know, Simi, I think what you're raising is a really good point, because the more we can talk to our children realistically about this, the better it's going to go. The way to keep children's stress down is to keep our own stress down.
Yeah.
And if we're going out there thinking, well, I have to get that gift, I have to find this, that's your stress level going through the roof.
We're putting that on ourselves because we want to, what, be perceived as the perfect parents?
Oh, absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Well, no, I like to tell my kids I'm only human. Don't blame me. I'm only human.
And that's a much better way to go about it. And I think you raise healthier children that way.
Oh, I don't know. You haven't met them. I'm just kidding. I do, and I find that it's hard sometimes because I think my kids think I'm being too honest with them.
Mm.
When I say to them, do you know how much that costs? Like, honestly, we can't afford that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and maybe there are some things that you could keep from them. I don't know how old your children are. Maybe there are some things that you don't have to be so honest with, but I do think that honesty is better than not being honest in the long run.
Right, so we have to look at ourselves as adults and perhaps not rise to the bait at the dinner table either with your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, or however that goes?
Oh, yes. Yes. And if you've got somebody who's behaving inappropriately at your dinner table or anywhere else in your house, you have absolutely the right to set some boundaries with that person. And people forget that, and they think that the season isn't going to be as happy, the dinner isn't going to be as great if they set a boundary. But actually, the opposite is true. If you allow that behavior to continue, everybody's going to be uncomfortable.
It's really hard, though, I think, for a lot of people to take the high road.
Mm-hmm. You mean to set the boundary?
Yeah, to set the boundary and then to tell other people who might say to you, why are you doing that? Like, why are you causing trouble? And just say, you know what, I'm not causing trouble. I'm just trying to take the high road here.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep this okay for everyone, and I'm feeling uncomfortable. And to keep it with some I statements is a good thing, too. I'm feeling uncomfortable here, and that's why I'm saying something about it.
Right. Boy, do you get tired of hearing the same thing this time of year?
From my clients?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I know that everybody's really stressed out, and it's such a difficult thing to deal with. And hopefully, you know, with the people that I see, we've been working on assertive boundaries, you know, throughout the time, so that by the time we get to Christmas, they've got some idea of what they can do.
Wait a minute, Candace. Are you telling me that dealing with Christmas is a year-long proposition?
No, but I am saying that.
Sounds like it.
No. What I'm saying is that dealing with the issues that contribute to not being able to handle Christmas well, those are life issues.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So sum it up in its most basic terms here for us. How do we want to get through a stressful Christmas dinner? How do we do that?
Well, if we know that we're going to have people at our table who might not behave appropriately, if you've got Uncle Joe who's an alcoholic and you know that he's going to get drunk at your table, there are things...
Doesn't everybody?
Well, a lot of people do. Yep, that's why I'm using it as an example. You know, and what you can do is you can talk to him beforehand. And if he's your uncle, you talk to him. If he's your husband's uncle, he talks to him. Or even better is the United Front.
Well, you've just touched on something perfect there. I mean, at this time of year, couples need to have the United Front.
They absolutely do, because otherwise Uncle Joe, and I apologize to any Uncle Joe that's out there that I'm not talking about, but Uncle Joe will be trying to, if the husband sets the boundary with him, then he may think that it's okay to be that way with the wife.
Right.
And you know, the United Front is something that really helps the boundary stay in place.
In particular, if you're dealing with in-laws here.
Absolutely, yep.
Do you see a lot of that?
I do see a lot of that. In-laws are really difficult because you're not sure where the boundaries are. You're not sure what you're allowed to say to somebody else's family.
Yeah, and especially if you don't know if your spouse is going to back you up on that.
That's even more difficult, absolutely. But, you know, again, these assertive statements of, I am feeling this way, it's akin to the bully in the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Right? And bullies bully because they can get away with it.
I know, we need to draw the line. Well, listen, Candace, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome, Simi.
You have a good Christmas.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Candace Plotter, a therapist in private practice, teaching us how to get through those holidays without wanting to, you know, just go crazy because your family is driving you crazy.